Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I met a girl at a party and things got heated. I was in my boxers and she was naked. I never penetrated her and I didn't ejaculate, but I noticed a little pre-cum on my boxers. I made contact with it and later fingered her after wiping my hand off. I had not ejaculated in 4 days. Is there any risk of pregnancy involved here?
It would be extremely unlikely for there to be a risk of pregnancy, given your description of the situation. As I understand it, you and another girl made out and removed pretty much all of each other's clothes, except for your boxers. You never put your penis inside of her vagina, and you never ejaculated, although you did notice a little wetness on your boxer shorts, which was likely the fluids that we call pre-ejaculate, also called pre-cum. In order for there to be a pregnancy risk, you would have had to get sperm near her vaginal entrance or inside of her vagina. There are no sperm in pre-ejaculate, and you didn't have contact with her vagina anyway, so as long as you did not ejaculate, then there should be no risk of pregnancy. Sometimes even when people learn that sperm are not in pre-ejaculatory fluids, they still feel worried about pregnancy risk. After all, if a man recently ejaculated and then soon after got aroused, it is theoretically possible that if any sperm were left over in his urethra from his last ejaculate, then the pre-ejaculatory fluids could pick up the sperm up and carry them through the urethra. However, you said that you hadn't ejaculated in 4 days. And given the number of times you likely urinated over those past 4 days, it is therefore unlikely that there were any sperm left hanging out inside your urethra that could have been carried away. You also didn't put your naked penis near or in her vagina. That said, the fact that you're worried about pregnancy is worth paying attention to. If you do not want to become a parent anytime soon, then you may want to take steps toward preventing pregnancy. If you find yourself meeting people and hooking up with them, then you might want to carry 2 or 3 condoms with you when you go to parties, just in case you find yourself in a situation like this again. If you would prefer not to find yourself in a situation like this with a girl you don't know very well, you might think ahead of time of what you could say so that you don't end up being naked or sexual together. If you want to meet people at parties and then go out with them some other time but take it slow, consider how you can use these types of situations to meet people, get to know them, and explore sexually within each of your comfort zones, and then share phone numbers or emails or find each other on Facebook so you can hang out again. To learn more about birth control methods and condoms, visit PlannedParenthood.com or read SEX, the all-you-need-to-know progressive sexuality guide by Heather Carina. You can learn more about these resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.